Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball Yay!
In the Ground!
Couldn't believe it.
How are you, Eastlands? You know me well.
Nickname in the world, that, innit? We just got our arse handy days there.
We just played.
We could play today tennis. It was a bad day for open goal.
It's like playing against a fucking budgie, so you wouldn't shut up, man.
I didn't.
Was it good though?
Oh, incredible.
It's the best I've ever seen, actually.
Have you played here, man?
Good.
This is your usual seat, I'm down in the stand watching.
I don't know if I ever told you this, when I was 10, I scored the halfway halfway time challenge. Did I ever tell you something?
Oh, you dribble towards the goal,
every 10 seconds.
The slides in the crowd.
He would have been there.
I think we should do that in the SPL, but that should be the new penalty shootout.
MLS, that's what they used to do in MLS. I seen Jesse Marsh actually scored one like that. Martindale, you did, man. Is that what you done? I just heard they done that.
Sorry, man.
I don't think there's a player in world football that's got a worse record than me at Hamden. I swear to God. I've lost 85 Scottish Cup finals.
Have you ever lost? Wee man, we should chat.
If you want to win a final, you need to play against me, innit?
Ah, exactly.
Kevin Keegan, man.
I need to play against fucking Si.
Martindale was changing with Martindale. He was like, I went in with Dave Asher.
If I'll play both after it.
It's been a good weekend.
Good, aye. Big man's fucking. Back 18 year old. How young do you look?
I don't know.
A big cowboy, innit? Big John Dutton.
I had a haircut, didn't I?
I say this to him every week and I lie, but I'm being serious. That's the best I've seen you, dude.
I know, my missus bought me. new trainers and everything. I'm alright.
Where is it fair? What's sort of?
I don't know, is it Arne?
Arne Colvin.
You look like big Arne Schwarzenegger. Geezer Arnold Schwarzenegger, come on.
No, I can't do
that. You've not done it for ages.
I'm not doing any.
I need your gloves. Is it your boots and what?
What'd you say?
Your gloves, your boots and your motorcycle.
He promised us a cowboy today.
Oh, so he has?
He did, aye. Mate, that's fucked. Throat's gone.
Oof.
I'll do that next week.
There's only one thing that'll make you feel better, a wee bit of yoga.
I know. Aye, you know.
Did you get that off your uncle at home?
My God, you choose the sun.
That's the hideous orange.
That was your wedding, mate, because...
Brilliant wedding. Come on, still as a bit. Made an arse at Miss Nights, but good.
Did you?
Good, mate. That's what I can't. I need to stop drinking whiskey. It always sends us into a lunatic, man.
Kev, what we got to say to him? It's just every week, isn't
he? Aye. It's just a real man.
I'm half a drink.
He's half a drink every week. He's back on it the week after.
No, it's just whiskey.
He's still into trouble. He's filled up everybody. But he'll rise up again. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
How's the best
Nobody gets to fear like me, mate. Honestly, Saturday I woke up with the fear, Sunday I woke up with the fear, Monday I woke up with
the
fear.
No, it's the worst though, because you've not getting another drink to get it away for you.
But I didn't even get to see me and my brother nearly rolling about with each other outside the Village Hotel Friday night.
About what?
Fuck. You would take him, wouldn't you?
You had the bigger dick or
you something.
He won, obviously.
You're your best man?
No, two best mates was getting married. One was the groom, obviously, and one was the best man.
How was he speak?
So you're not their best mate, but
no,
your best
not.
mate.
His speech was good, actually. All the speeches were good.
Have you ever done a best
free bar, mate?
I have, aye.
Do you want a free bar? That's how much dough they've got.
That's the worst for you.
Free bar, mate.
You don't need that.
That's why you made a milk cut and all sort of it. I've been fucking costing you money up there in Edinburgh. You wouldn't have had half a drink yet.
100%. But brilliant. Weddings, I love weddings.
I hate weddings.
I know.
See, that middle bit is so boring.
I've got
when
to
when
that
they
point,
go away for pictures and that.
Oh, I've got to that the most point. Awkward conversations you have to have with people. Uh-huh. Oof.
Pretend no you like them.
Oof. No for me.
I've got to that point where you're counting down who's left to get married, innit?
Her brother
just got engaged last week, so that's one to look forward to. Andy still got married.
That'll be the wedding of the year, mate.
Slane is to get married.
Andy's is the one, innit?
Aye.
Where is that going to be? You don't mind me asking?
I don't know if I like to say.
No,
I
don't like to say no yet.
You'll know when it gets booked.
It's the after party.
Gordon Jury's marrying you,
Gordon Smith. Gordon Smith's doing it.
Big Marv's singing at the wedding, isn't he?
On the commentator.
No, he's best man.
Big Marv's
Hugh Keevan's best man.
That will be the wedding of the year.
Aye.
Be Gordon Duncan and Dazzler.
By the way, big news. Somebody's doing their first bit of video analysis tonight.
Are they?
Oh no, sorry. But well, this
will be the night.
I'll be the night.
Yeah,
I'm actually so excited. Actually, I'm not just saying this. I think I'm going to become the best coach in this country.
Good.
And I don't mean.
We Slane's. We Slane's on the laptop.
And I don't mean in a few years. I mean now. I've actually sussed something out. I watched the games back all year round. Kept watching them, and I've just seen what probably everybody would see, like bad miss, bad cross, whatever. But I've sussed something out, and also I've sussed Ange. His final part of his football, which makes it as good as what it is. I've sussed out how that works, and I'll show you. But so the night, when we're training, I'm going to take the boys through that, take them through the clips, and then we'll go to the training pitch. And,
who's training the night?
Work on it. Well, it'll
what's,
be Tuesday when this goes out.
What's
have you ever seen
on?
A coach peel his own nose on a podcast?
East Lanes,
that's a great show.
What's the clip on, Paul?
What, mate?
What game is it on for the clips?
So it's
half time warm up.
Just the Marondo at the start, the only. No, it's the last game, but I actually watched back. I've got other clips for the other games as well, but we actually, no, there's not a lot. Our boys are really good, but it's just a.
So what's, how are you going to start it? Are you going to do an opening? Like, I give him a bit at first, or is it just lads of swords just straight in the clips?
No, there'll be a wee opening bit.
Have you practised it?
Have you done it before?
No, no.
I'll tell you right now, it's never right.
No, do you know what? I think, but when you're.
Your first one, anyway.
I think when you're doing something, you know what you're going to do and you're confident in what you're doing it for, then I think it's much better. When some half the time I got taught, I don't know what I'm going to say. That's when you're
but when you've got a reference point, you mean?
It's a reference point, and you know what you're trying to do, so I think I'll be.
Bit of gym low on the laptop, mate.
That's the only worry.
I was going off my touch.
John Lemon part.
Who was it against? Rangers it was. No, it was still in uni. I was going off my nut.
Still in uni, aye.
I'm fucking. I'm losing it by a clip, and I was like, put the next clip, Jim, on. Puts on the wrong fucking clip, didn't he? No, what was it? It was something like that, wasn't it?
Two goals, get off each other. That looked nice, man.
He couldn't click on the thing, could he?
But bro, his on the big screen, we could see where the mouse was, and the mouse was like right beside where he had to click, but on his screen, he couldn't see it. Like, fucking move it across.
But Kev, 8-0 the one that weekend.
Aye.
Taking over, mate.
8-0, apparently the other team, our parents were raging because why are you playing the team like this, they're too good.
Wow.
That's a compliment.
Taking it to the next level, aren't you, mate?
Fucking hell, unbelievable.
Taking over.
And we still have got big games to come, that's why we'll get judged. We play the gear, the West of Scotland's cancelled on us this weekend.
Oh, have they, right?
It was your thing or two.
You took the other team this week?
I took the other boys, the intermediate boys, they were 6-2 winners against Rosevale.
So team cancelled for
no yeah. we've got
why don't you
teams.
Take the Boca boys in there one night just to see what they do?
No, we don't do it. It's exciting.
Did he come and watch you too?
Shadow you.
And then another wee phone call on Friday night, couple of players.
Is that
Danny on the move?
Your keeper, your boy.
No, we're not going to the
one way.
The other one way. We're going the other way.
Oh, are you?
Is the other way
East End.
Get wow. Something to do with the guy he played head of tennis with now.
No, he's in there, but we're going to Celtic on Wednesday.
Mate, that's brilliant.
Good Danny, is he?
But then I got to walk back for Hearts as well.
Wow.
They were at the game Saturday and he says, Kev, watch your game today. Very, very impressed with your boys.
He's the best at the yo-yo test, isn't he?
Aye, we need to organise a friendly and the boy at the back looks like he could chase Jig for fun. But the boy, another goalie, Carter, Stephen's boy. Really impressed with him in goals as well. So two
not good when you're, but they're good with their feet. That's what it is, isn't it? Two of them good with their feet. Your boys tuning to the moon, mate. I'd sit and watch him and push myself laughing. See when the boys doing the other end, mate. He's fucking swinging on the crossbar.
And I've got to say, Saturday, Rosfield didn't have any shots and he's fucking doing pull-ups on the golf bar.
And then well, goalies are all that, aren't they?
Got to a point where I was like, Danny, just concentrate. You need, Dad, but I've got nothing to do.
Tommy Burns used to bring us here to play the national team like 2 nights before the Scotland games.
Are they?
Aye. Yeah. So we'd line up as the opposition. We were at the US Celtic youth team.
What age is that?
Celtic youth team, so what, 18, 19?
Was it?
And he would pull you in, he'd be on your team.
Wow.
And he'd be like, this, take this fucking serious, when we get it, keep it, then I'd give him it back. So he played left back for us. First time the ball went to him, Dan Fletcher came running at me, trying to nutmeg him. Fletcher took it off and run through and scored. After he just went, fucking, Matt, make sure you fucking keep the ball when...
We see the coaching staff.
He was on the coaching staff.
For Scotland?
Trying to meg Darren Fletcher the first time he got the ball.
That was the first time I came across Tommy Burns in Scotland, so what a guy he was, by the way. My first ever time at Hampden was like the old Hampden when Scotland played Saudi Arabia.
Was it that?
Under 16 World Cup, was it World Club Final or something? That would be like... 1990 or 89, 90. Fucking hell, man.
Hey, bro, you did,
no, it was a school trip.
School trip. Have you ever won for the family come to Scotland games? Singer?
Nah.
You were winning, you were mad.
We used to always go. Every Scotland game, we were massive. I kind of fell away for it a wee bit, but try it back in.
See, on your saying about Darren Fletcher, see his two boys, he's got twins. One plays with Scotland, one plays with England.
Mad, eh? Might be, they might be top.
I've got a grow patch, do you see that?
Aye, I did notice that on the side there.
Wonder why he's grown that, eh?
Well, and what's that for? Just a new look.
New look, new style.
Used to are fully getting into the tune of Art Manager and assistant.
Grosvenor Sport fighting Tommy Fury.
Aye. Some result for Grosvenor that weekend. What beat fucking Man U 7-0.
Hey, what about them?
Oof.
Embarrassed.
I know, but see, for a man, it just shows the frustration of management. How could he predict that performance, mate?
After how well they've been doing.
I know.
I've never seen a team like no try as much as that for 45 minutes. Like, they literally did not try.
Just getting up. Oof.
I know.
Why do you think that is though? Because he's obviously on them all the time. Why would you just chuck
it? He said that, didn't he, after the game? He was like, I can accept like people not being at it, having a bad game or whatever, but no sticking together, no trying, no running back. So
major changes needed.
And see, one thing I'll say about him, he's been fucking ruthless since he's been a Man U manager. Aye. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I think you might get rid of Fernandes next.
Mm-hmm. He would be the man.
He doesn't.
I
would get rid of him.
Did you see him asking to come off when they were doing subs?
Aye, he wanted to come off.
No way.
Mate, they took off Casemiro, Lisandro Martinez and Rashford.
Right.
And he was like, why am I not coming off? When they're 6-0 down and he's the captain.
Looks like Paul McGowan, didn't he?
He's kind of Paul McGowan.
Bruno Fernandes, it's like Paul McGowan.
I thought he meant Lisandro Martinez.
What did you think of Tommy Fury? And I want you to fight Jake Paul.
I'd take him.
Jake Paul.
Could be a battle of the other drinks, isn't it? Prime versus.
That's what I'm saying.
Aye, Prime versus.
You know how serious this man takes his energy drink?
I know.
I picked him up with him, he was drinking another fucking energy drink.
Just tasting. Just seeing how far we're after.
See what the competition was like.
Aye, seen the competition. I would take him. See if he could put a wee tweet there just to see if he bites on it.
Say something to him.
No, my throat.
What do you want my bite on?
No, I'll take him definitely. No, are we going to move on to football? Sit man in Celtic. Kevin Kell, come right to you, mate.
I watched it.
Oh, well done.
There
we go.
Let's go. Well done. Thanks very much for that, mate.
Can you ask me on any other games? Because I didn't watch any of them. But Celtic, fair play to sit man. Penalties. It's one of the ones, Simon, you see every week. By the laws of the game, it's a penalty. But is it a fucking penalty?
Oh, the Greg Taylor one. What's he meant to do?
The Kyogo one's obviously a talking point, but that's he stopped pulling him just outside the box, so I don't think there's anything that. St Mirren did well. They look defensively quite solid, quite compact. I think Celtic struggled on the left with Maeda. I thought Maeda had a poor game. Jota was good. They had a lot of joy doing the right, but couldn't quite get the final ball right. And then,
do you know why though? St Mirren had obviously worked on defending that cutback.
Mate, see that.
How many times the centre half was in that fucking area where the ball goes across.
See the boy Charles Dunn? He was actually fucking very good up until he got sent off. Well. And the boy's small at left back. Is it small?
Strain.
Strain?
No,
it's small. Strain's right back.
I'm saying I've got a small strain.
Michael Hannam is good enough.
As soon as you get a care that kills it though,
didn't
it?
It
is an aid, but the game's done.
St Mirren are very well set up though,
they're probably the one team, I think, in the league, them or Livy, you'd say that you don't want to go 1-0 done against. Doesn't matter who you are, because their game plan then just sat down.
When they score first or something that they've no lost, they've won. When they score first, they won like seven games at home and drew two.
Is that right?
Some start.
Something like that. The home record.
I can see why.
He always looks raging on the side, Robinson. Didn't he? He looks like he's on them constantly, man.
But they're decent, by the way, like decent in terms of the defensively, their shape and stuff, because Celtic did find it difficult.
But even at Celtic Park, the last time they played them, I know, I think it ended 5-1, but up until 75 minutes or something, they actually kind of had a go at it and played well.
He's good, doesn't it? Because when they're sitting, it's not like they're just sitting, they've always got an out ball, didn't they? They've got a plan in place when they win the ball back again. I think you need to hear that against Celtic.
Aye, to be fair though, as much as we're saying that, the second half could have been 7-1. Mm. Easy.
Even the first half of Celtic had a lot, the ball in a lot of good areas, final ball.
I would agree with Kev, I don't think Celtic created that much up until the red card. I think Hattati hit the one with the bar
and then the
Jota doing the one on the right hand side. So I thought St. Mirren were good, they were compact, they were making it difficult. But then second half, as soon as the equaliser goes in, man, it was the Alamo winning. Mm. Celtic could have scored.
It just shows you when you're having that much possession and you're struggling to break it down, sometimes you're just needing something crap to happen. And that obviously the first goal with Jota was a bit of a skirmish in the ball, and he managed to get it through Trevor Carlton's legs and it's crept in. And then from that,
but it's such an advantage, so right, for first 45 minutes to be flat, you just go and bring a bad on who's fucking desperate to come on and impress. And I thought he was brilliant when he came on.
Abada on goal, on goal, O'Reilly on goal.
The thing with Abada is he's direct. I think that's what they needed. Somebody that basically just said to him, get on there and get at him and make him put him on the back foot. And I think that's what, because you could have brought on Hasbanovic, who's obviously, I would say, maybe better with the feet cutting in and cutting out, chopping and stuff. But that slows everything down, whereas with Abada, it was intended. You could see that every time they built up the play, it was always going out to Abada, out to Abada, out to Abada, where he was crossing it, getting to the byline. I think that's... And then when they got that second goal, which was obviously questionable because it's come off I would say he's headed it onto his own arm, Alistair Johnson.
Right.
It's ended up in the net, but once that second man
was quite good, that boy Johnson, isn't it?
That's the best I've seen him on the ball yesterday.
I thought he was quiet.
Decision making was really good.
He was really, really good. He kept coming inside quite a lot.
Yeah.
This has got to be a record, by the way.
Goals.
Goals.
I think it could
250
be
and 99 appearances.
But I think this season, I wonder what the record is for the end of the season, what a team scored the most. This is surely going to be the season.
This is.
Got to beat it.
I think somebody said that, if they're on pace for their average, they'll beat it. Because it's like. And I think they still need to keep up nearly an average of 3 a game.
It's something like 62. Plus.
Is this to beat the record in Scotland?
Somebody said to me, if could be ranked here, we've got the stats many there.
It has to be Scotland, surely.
Football monitoring board are getting off each other just now. I've got to ask him again in 5 minutes.
But supposedly.
Jim Lowe on it now.
Jim Lowe's on it.
Monitoring board.
But I think it's I could be ranked here, but I think it's Rodgers. He's got the goals, set the record for the goals.
Scored
in a league campaign. He's got the 120 something maybe.
Is that right?
I think Celtic are on 89 now. Or something along the lines. I think they'll beat that.
Monitoring board are saying 69.
Tell me to say 69.
What about the penalty, Greg Taylor?
That's a penalty.
One of the laws of the game. What is he meant to do?
It's half a yard away, so it's harsh. So there's no intent there. But to be honest, I think before the change of law and handballs, I still think last year that's a penalty. I still think it would be given.
Well, because he's out.
Agreed, there's no intent, you know what I mean? His hand's already there before it goes, but I think they just look at Greaves going to get there on the other side.
The old argument with VAR, like in the old days, he would say decisions even themselves out over the course of the season. When if you look at the Hearts penalty that Celtic should have got against Hearts at the beginning of the season.
When the same thing was the body, was it a hand, was it stretched?
And then they've got one the other way. Kind of like, it does probably balance itself up a bit.
See what's mad about that one, right? I think now, when you look at them, there's been a few, right? Because at Hearts, we should have got one against St Mirren at St Mirren. And then a week later, St Mirren should have got one against us at Tynecastle. That one... With Michael Smith at the start of the season at Tynecastle was mad. Now that you're looking,
when you think about it, but how that wasn't given
based on every single one of them.
Everyone,
but 90% of them are giving as penalties. So we say it all the time, but that is the frustration in it, where it's like consistency's no there in certain things, especially with fucking handball one.
Have you seen the way Don Robertson does it? So every other ref goes and runs there. He's like, Don Robertson's like that. Did you see him? They're always counting again. Pink whistle in it, 2 minutes last time fucking checking.
Andy, you go and play Celtic Wednesday.
Aye.
How'd you go about that? Just seen how many goals are scoring.
Didn't like that, did he, with Bobby Madden?
Who?
If you want to change the subject, didn't you?
He's back in corner. Let's go back play Bobby if he's mad.
Mate, when was the last thing they go beat at Parkhead? So there's no actual set blueprint of how to beat them, but you've got to just try and stick to the game plan as much as you possibly can. And my thing is, I think when you're not an Old Firm team and you're playing against the Old Firm, is I don't think you can win the game in the first half, but you can lose it. So obviously you need to try and stick to the game plan as much, as best as you possibly can, and then hope they start getting frustrated, start doing things that's not really natural to them, stuff that they've not done all season. But it's clear, you've seen it all season, they come out and try and blitz teams in the first sort of 15-20 minutes. So I think for me, that is our most probably important period of the game, is the first sort of 20-25 minutes. And then
but to be fair, St. Johnson, you're trying to play, like really play, overplay when the one Fraser plays into midfield and it gets cut out. I kind of see his point.
I still think obviously I'm not going to say how we're going to play, but I think we'll still try and play, right. But there'll definitely be adaptations to it.
Brilliant. Tom really good. Back.
Different class. But see, to be fair, it's fucking kiss of death me saying this, but some of your performances at Celtic Park's actually been no bad. Celtic have won them all, like, don't get me wrong.
There's
but
a couple last year when you played the league game and the cup game.
Last year was 1-0, Kyogo, miles offside. Didn't hear you complaining about that, Slaney.
Didn't know if it was.
I think the other one in the cup was 3-2.
And is that where you gave it a goal second half? You actually gave it a goal second half.
And then they battered us 5-1, I want to say. 4-1 or 5-1. And the one in the split at Celtic Park. But listen, they're the best team in the country for a reason. It's going to be very, very hard no matter what. And then you've got them Saturday on the Scottish Cup. So
we said as well Saturday with
St. Mirren. Games you want to be involved in,
if you're a St. Mirren manager and Charles Dunn does that with that.
Oh, it must drive you insane.
I think, you know, that can happen. But see when you've done it,
Why are you trying to drag him down?
Let your goalie try and make a save. You can't. But that's one of the ones where it's split second, isn't it? Like, as soon as he's put him down, he stopped.
See, he actually does that, didn't he?
So it's
just down to Keogh with that, innit?
Aye. Mm-hmm. You don't see that. He doesn't have anything touches the ball, but he's just alert.
That's what you say. That is what we've said all season about him and Maeda, where, like, for as many goals and assists that they've got, they are the trigger for them out of possession. Like, that is a nutting ball he's basically chased down, and for that it's turned into a red card and a free kick right outside the box and basically changed the game for Celtic. So
they're so sharp on the press, they too, aren't they? Are you better?
Mental.
Punt fuck about it, just fuck it right out of the channels.
Just wearing your Doc Martens and booting it every time it comes.
I mean, I tell you something, shooting, we're going to the big boy at Dundee United. I don't like my pity hating fit, we're going to go there. My pity hating fit, whatever, with kids is when the boys getting put down and you just fuck out of the park. I hate it. Stop doing it, but the big man probably should have done it.
I know, but I don't think he needs to put it. He could kick it back up the pitch.
Aye. He lets it bounce 8 times before he tries to
get it. How was the game on Saturday?
Us?
Aye, you.
First half, no great, to be fair.
Jen Callum Davidson wearing specs, put his off. First half.
TV glasses. I don't know what's happening there. In a black leather jacket, down to his knees. Big black boots.
What did you see blasting for the dressing room? ACDC?
Nirvana, it's weird. Smells like Teen Spirit. I looked at the change room, Callum Davidson's like that.
Just banging his head off the side of the dressing room.
I tell you what, St. Johnson, honestly though, St. Johnson were good first half. Like,
look good on the highlights.
They're probably, I think if you look at St. Johnson, you naturally think they are more direct, didn't they? They are played up to Stephen May running behind, but they played some good football in the first half. We were probably fortunate to go in 1-0, but then we were a lot better in the second half.
When you came on, chances. It?
No, before that. Definitely before that. But
we were good second lucky, half. Mate. He's off 6, that's a red card as well, isn't it?
Oh, aye, the one in the first half. That's a red card.
He's a yard offside.
I like your boy Gianelli though, I really like him.
Gino's record so against St Johnston, mate,
he hates him, doesn't he? Oh, you're training, aren't you?
I'm not training. I've got to take Danny out to wherever I need to go to. I would like to.
All right, so you're ditching the other 10 just for your inbound, right?
No, I've got that covered.
Good lad.
I've got my Wednesday plan. I'm going to
yoga.
Yoga and then PSG. And
what's you pay for a yoga session?
Yoga session? If you check, probably it'll be about 30 quid or something.
Yeah, I know. It's obviously Celtic.
favourites.
Is the game at
right?
Celtic, is that Parkhead?
He slains on the yoga, eh?
Oh, it's Wednesday, though.
Yeah. Well, like surely they're taking Danny there to sign that.
He's
in the pitch at half time. Swinging for the goal, but.
Tony Glenn, I could just go straight after that. I'm sure Andy will sort us out with tickets.
Are you happy with that, Tommy Sheridan's goalie coach?
I don't know.
He's a goalie coach now, isn't he?
There'll be nobody wanting your tickets and your family.
I don't think you get any for away tickets for.
I'm going to come and watch it.
I think I might go.
I'm
going
to come out.
You in the box, the director's box?
Me and Boydie.
So you've no came to watch me once, but when it's at Celtic Park, you'll come, aye, that's for me.
Come and watch it, Dundee United.
Charlie, that lies down.
I've seen you a few times this year.
I've seen
you. You're a good supporter, big man.
You've seen you a few times this year. I've seen you more times than I saw Broomhill.
That's the fucking reason why, isn't there?
No, played for about 6 months. No.
Every 6 weeks.
I've got a chance you're having a game, though.
It's the weirdest.
That's we did 40 Saturday, by the way.
We done 6 games in 2 weeks, then we didn't hear a game for 3 weeks.
Who is it Saturday?
Trinidad.
Tough game, to be fair, they're doing well, aren't they?
Nah, the Saints got sent off last game as well, didn't it?
Aye.
That's alright.
Aye. Yeah, I know. I was going to say, right?
After my video analysis, it'll be alright.
Aye. I know, obviously Celtic are favourites for the two of them and they're going to expect to win, but if you had to pick one game that I want to win Wednesday or I want to win Saturday.
Saturday all day.
Saturday.
All day. Aye. It's a must. Saturday, it'll be a right hard game Saturday. Tynecastle win it.
Aye.
In the cup. Oof, that's a tough
game. Early kick-offs,
12-15.
Is it
12-15? See if I was Robbie Nielsen, I would play Aaron Bluff on Wednesday night.
What do you mean?
Do something mental.
Death.
And then change it on Saturday.
Aye.
Trick him.
Decoy.
Trick my guy.
Go a 2-6.
Sure that'll do, Andrew. Yeah.
Aye, 2-6-2.
That's what I'll do. Right, we're on the Rangers. Reacted well at last week's cup. Fans would have been a bit nervy going into it, but
actually, after the Cookman show the other day, I actually thought there was a big overreaction on Beale a day.
Who for Derek?
Just for everybody. I think because you're the manager of that game, you mean you lose against Celtic in the cup final, it's always going to be. But I think when you forget why Beale came in the first place, where Rangers were at, they were 9 points behind, they were miles behind Celtic. Obviously, that's why they changed the manager. And obviously, you need to win cup finals against Celtic. I know that, but in the January transfer window, that's not a window where you can get everybody out and lots of players in. So you do need to give Beale, because I always said it was Beale trying to show.
But I think he deserves criticism when you see Raskin and Cantwell's
I think on the game you've got to talk about what's happened in the game, the decisions made. But I just think overall, I think that there has been an overreaction to it a wee bit for Rangers fans.
No, well, on Beale, I'd agree with
aye. Aye, on Beale, definitely. Because as I said, when he's came in, they are miles behind, and it's going to be in the summer. Because my argument always was it the right time to come into Rangers? Because people are saying, aye, because he's got his time to get players. But at Rangers, that doesn't happen. You need to win every game. So like the cup final, people will criticise you. People will hammer you if you don't win. So I always think maybe coming in the summer, you might not get that chance. But the fans, I think, are... No, listen, I know, but they are going to be, they're on him at the moment, I think. They are on him with certain things.
Do you think it's a bit harsh, Kev?
When you're playing with the big clubs, Celtic, Rangers, you're always going to expect criticism, even though we may sit here and think it's harsh. The reality is that at a big club, there's demands and there's expectations, and if the manager can't bring the team to those standards and demands, then he's going to get criticised for it. Ultimately, sometimes I think I go to my own experiences when I was younger. I used to get in front of the media, play with Scotland, speak too much, say too much. It always came back and bit you in the bum, whether it was sitting talking about the Faroe Islands and then fucking growing other fishermen, blah, blah, blah. And then we draw 2-2. Who they're getting slagging off? It's me. Well, Beale, sometimes I feel, talks too much about everything. And the fact he said about the two boys, I'm signing starters, and then no, Disney start them. Well, you've got to take criticism because that's how it is. So sometimes maybe just tone it down a wee bit in the media, and that way you don't give yourself too much to be thingy. But definitely the fact that
but Van Bronckhorst got criticised because he never said enough.
But that's football.
You can only be yourself, really. That's the kind of guy he is.
Saying he's made a really good point. The fact that when you come in January, you're signing players that are maybe not wanted by the clubs, maybe not the top target. It's hard to get the top boys in January. You're basically getting guys that are maybe come to the end of a contract or
no playing at a club.
So I think Beale, as long as he can continue this type of form, and he's got two Old Firms, which can be, if he was to go and win the next two Old Firms and say Celtic still win the league, Rangers fans would look at that and think, wait a minute here, he's come in and won majority of the points, we've drew with Celtic, we've maybe beat Celtic, we've lost a cup final, I'd be quite happy with that, thinking, right, let's get a couple of players in the summer.
That being said, though, as much as that, you said, say, about Raskin and Cantwell, they were excellent on Saturday.
That's where I think the criticism is fair. Oh, no, I think the criticism on his team selection in the game's definitely fair. But in the bigger picture, it's not fair, because he's still won, what is that now, 14 out of 15? Leading up to the cup final and beating them, and then the cup final. He deserves criticism because it's a fair argument to go to the team wrong. What I would say is that I think even before January, I think Rangers should have enough in their squad to beat Kelly and St Johnstone.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Or the teams that, so the finals against Celtic, that is where you're measured, the what's your recruitment be like? Are you getting closer? Is this new manager getting more into beating Celtic, who you've no beat? When was the last time you beat Celtic? It was last year at home, the Hallander.
The semi-final.
So, I mean, there's still a long way to go, don't get me wrong, but you've got to beat what's in front of you. And I thought first half especially is probably the best they've played at Ibrox for a period of time.
Tempo was really good,
half, yeah, could have been up much more.
For what I've seen the second half, then they look
Kelly had a few chances, didn't
they? Speaking to a few people there, they said the Rangers almost dropped half in the second half. Dropped half and almost let come out and have the ball.
I did listen to it on the radio, and the boy that was at the game was saying that Kilmarnock, Derek McKenzie must have given him a rotten because they've came out a better team in the second half, and obviously the penalty for me, that's questionable.
Ugh, again, what's the boy meant? How's he meant to know that Trent's not going to touch
what,
that?
What do they call him? Can he see? Even in the VAR, know how many times it goes back. Where puts does it hit his hand? Like, I know it's hit up here, but there's not enough conclusive evidence to suggest that that's a penalty. So to go to the VAR and then give it, if you've got a doubt, you can't be given it because it's like, it's a goal.
Ryan Kent's in front of the ball, so he can't judge where that ball's going. He thinks Ryan Kent's going to control the ball. Ryan Kent misses the ball and it hits.
But that's not the controversy for me, because he puts his hand out, so if it hits his hand, it's a penalty. But see the replays it shows, because it's the t-shirt line, isn't it? It doesn't show, it does. You can't tell if it's under the t-shirt line.
There's another one that never got given that was kind of that same area.
It looks as if it could easily have hit here. Yeah. There wasn't really many other angles, which... Because I remember at the start of the season, they says that, I can't remember how many English Premier League's got, but it's more, but every stadium's got five angles. But you only seen one, didn't you?
I only seen
one. I don't know if you've seen more, but... No, two, sorry. You see the one from behind the boy, and then you see the one from behind the goal. So I don't know if they've seen other angles that sort of showed it was lowered in the arm. I'm not too sure.
Okay, we've got a man that knows, Willie. How many angles do you get to see?
Few angles, wasn't it?
Standard penalty.
One for looking down.
Remember the angle Motherwell showed Vee Selick one time? It was a way fucking Vee Selick part. So like, back.
Was that the one where the scribbles across the line that were zigzags?
Okay, made it up, didn't they? But I tell you about Rangers, I'm right in saying they're playing Hibs on Wednesday.
Yes, in form Hibs. Oof. Hibs look great against
them. Is that Easter Road?
Fine.
Is that Easter Road?
Easter Road.
Tell you what, that could be a tough game, but that I think that's the type of game that a team that's in form. Really, like Lee Johnson, think about that game against Aberdeen with Jim Goodwin. That was like a do or die for both the managers.
And since then,
he's just went up, and they're still...
He's made big changes in the team. See, when I seen their team sheet Saturday, didn't
well, the boy up front, the boy that played on the... The boy that's...
Hope.
Hope. And then the boy that scored a couple of goals.
He's been Hibs' best player this season.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He's sharp, isn't
second
he?
Second or third highest assist in the league, scored a few goals. I think he's always looked dangerous. So
that could be a great game.
He's been good.
Could be
goals.
It could be
see goals in that.
That's probably the games that maybe Rangers, no disrespect to Kilmarnock, because I've been in these games, but Rangers always take care of Kilmarnock. I've never really known Kilmarnock going to Ibrox and getting too many points.
Steve Clark's team did, to be
did
fair.
I know they did at Rugby Park. They had
a couple of results. I remember Chris Burt scoring one in the last minute for a draw. There was definitely a couple, because I was a part of at least one of them. I can remember.
I know they beat Rangers a few times at Rugby Park that year that it kind of capitulated a wee bit. But no, I just think that Rangers, obviously, like Andy said earlier, Rangers are expected to beat like your Kilmarnocks, your Aberdeens, your Hibs, your Hearts and stuff like that, but this will be a tough test.
You think Hibs might go? I seen Nisbet came under really well. You think they might go 2-up with Nisbet?
Remember they done? Remember
the
game?
Was it against Rangers?
Aye, but was it 2-up? Sands and Lundstrom were playing at the back, wasn't it?
I actually think it's a massive game for both teams. Rangers, obviously, because the pressure, they need to win every game, but Hibs, with the form they're on, obviously looking to go as high as possible they can in the league. If they win that game, and it's a massive for them, isn't
it? If Hearts were to lose to Celtic, it's 2 points between the two Edinburgh teams for third.
Yeah, wow.
Do you think both teams will go for it?
Of course, I think both will.
Will Kolač play again?
Will he go with Kolač again?
Aye.
He was actually really good. Good hold-up play, good link-up, laying off some balls in the box. Set up Sakari, also set up somebody else for a shot. Who was that? But no, Kolač's all right, but Morelos is one of them that's like... Everybody's got an opinion of him now. And until that scenario sorted out, whether he's coming to go and stay.
I tell you, it was a disgrace though. Kilmarnock's goal being out of the stand. It's an absolute shambles.
What was the goal?
I don't know. I'm just trying to do this thing. It's like, that's absolutely
what about was it a penalty, McGregor?
Aye.
Probably was a penalty.
Aye, I would say that was a penalty.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you think about it. If you get that first penalty decision right, if Kilmarnock get the penalty, it might have been a closer game, what you think?
Should have been 4-3 to Kilmarnock.
Possibly. 4 or 5.
Can't buy me the boy Cantwell's really good.
He done well.
He's really good, him.
Sharp.
That's exactly what it is. A lot of energy. Really good.
Looks forward well. A lot, which is one thing I noticed.
I thought when he signed, I don't know what I'm memory of Norwich, I thought he was more like a 10 that would come to feet a lot of the time and didn't have that speed. He looks if he can get up and down the pitch, aye. Uh-huh. In the areas he looks
he's a young boy, isn't he? He should be able to, know.
100%, aye. He gives you a hell of a lot of energy, so
but I think the front players are better. I only watched the highlights, but the amount of times Raskin plays the boys through the lines and at the front play.
That makes a difference. Rangers have.
I always think when it's Jack and Wilson, it's side to side.
It's mundane. It's a bit like, oh, here we go again. It's predictable.
But see, he wants to run with the ball at times, didn't he? And attack your space.
Bill knows something about Celtic's money or something. First. But is that comment again?
Well, you've obviously seen it, so didn't ask us.
I wasn't. It was something to do.
Big ginger balls on the table and tell us what we said.
So Ranger Weasley's will put his balls in the line. I'm sure somebody said to me that.
Who said to you? Just say what you've heard, you've seen.
I seen it myself. I did. Bill came out and said that whoever spends the most in any league will come out and tap every year, meaning Celtic spend the most, so they should come and tap. Now, when I first heard that, I went, like, no, listen, Michael, stop that. Wrap that, because concentrating your in team, just not, you can't control it now. But at the same time, maybe he's trying to get Weinsfeld up a wee bit. Maybe he's trying to call it, which I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind if that was the case.
But someone else came out and said Rangers got a bigger wage, but again, it could be just one of the.
Did you see that as well
on Twitter?
I wouldn't surprise me if Rangers had a bigger wage bill.
That would surprise me 100%.
Doesn't matter
because teams with lesser budgets of one leagues and cup before it happens in other leagues.
Look at Chelsea.
Definitely
fucking.
No, they've got the biggest budget
fucking
in the world.
Fucking my window and still fucking sitting 9 or 10th on the table.
And by the way, your budget's big enough to fucking
compete
and win finals or whatever.
It's like in Edinburgh, Hearts have got the biggest budget and they're sitting above
Hibs. I don't think Hearts have got the third biggest budget in the league.
Oh!
I don't think they do.
Aberdeen will be up there.
I think Aberdeen will have
been.
Dundee United have got fucking million Rangers.
How much are you on?
Not telling you.
No, by the way,
Aberdeen will be on a...
I might be wrong.
They signed boys for the champ, boys Stewart for Wickham Championship.
I remember
when I spoke to Aberdeen like a long time ago, and Mark McGee says, we'll give you 150 grand a year. So what's that, 3 grand a week? I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But I'll tell you what, Livy's got the best budget per point.
Oh, aye.
No, just now they've not, mate.
Ah, true, actually.
Since that interview, we've done
since
that.
Since you had that interview,
he's not going for me.
We've put a target on his back, innit? We've put a target on his ass.
Since Bartley left?
Since Bartley left?
So you're saying Christoph Berra's fucked it?
No,
Bartley should get the Livingston job. He should be the manager. He's always sticking up for coaches, isn't he?
Clean the side, he picked up big time.
He loved Beale when he was a coach as well, didn't he?
Loved Beale when Gerrard was there.
So was the right hand man,
no, not
that's not a bad shout, though.
No, I don't think things like that. I just
it's not obviously
like...
Marvin that's
Berra.
Christoph, it's the other boy that promoted for the youth.
Stephen Craney looks like, didn't he?
Stephen Craney's turned off.
Neil Hastings. I played him. Love the youth. Aye, great.
Hastings' fault.
He was the. Gala Faraday manager.
Oh, was he right? Man. Why do you think Livingston have dropped off a wee bit for his task?
Don't know.
Do you know go for a new Blennett? What a goal that is by him.
They've had tough fixtures to be fair. I think the last four have been Celtic, Rangers, Aberdeen at Pittodrie, and then Hibs at home.
I'll be honest, some of the Aberdeen goals they've lost are shite. Some of the goals
do you know what
lost,
I couldn't understand watching that game Livingston, it looked like Livingston Hibs kept getting behind, but
Livy were up your high line.
You never see that.
I thought that
because Danny Martindale kept going, like, one ball keeps beating
it. But he was that
one ball.
No, but you never ever see that about Livingston team. They're always hard to break through, so maybe they've changed their style a wee bit.
What, they're maybe going a wee bit more attacking?
It just seemed to
has Christoph been taking the centre halves? Is that what you think?
That's probably what it is, isn't it?
I've seen a few times he tried to. I mean, I hate it, but I've seen a few times the defence try to play offside and they broke through. The first goal comes.
Nicky did actually.
And there was another one in the second half. They tried to play offside.
Maybe that was just a game plan for Aberdeen because they've got pace up top. They're drifting.
No, it was Hibs.
Aberdeen
were playing United. They won the game plan. Cut that bit.
Why the fuck did I think it was Aberdeen?
Was it one at the centre off? It's a definite centre off, isn't it?
Oh, it's a centre off.
All day.
But I've never really seen Hibs play that under Johnson either. Quite direct and behind. Mixed it up quite well, playing at feet and then
maybe they noticed
turning teams quick.
Maybe they had to change it because obviously they were.
Place for every single team, runners in behind. Our 20s and your first team are fucking the perfect example because we don't do it enough.
Aye.
20 passes to go, innit?
Aye, yeah. Fucking unbelievable. Who's for fucking one box to have, really.
Did Martindale actually stick your finger right up?
Mate, he said it was a joke, but he looked raging to me.
So what actually, was it Davey Marshall that shouted there?
I only just read the thingy and I've never seen it, but he done that, didn't he?
1 minute. Did he actually do that under
Martindale?
Did you know something like, how many minutes were added on or something, man? And he went like, one. And he got sent off for it. Was there no something
like that? That's so petty, isn't it? Do you know how pathetic sports scene after the blurred out his finger, mate? Who's going to be sitting there like, is that finger I just fucking seen?
He's Sunderland, man. He didn't want that. He's Sunderland. Blur that.
GMS, that.
Blur that.
You are not showing that. Not at that time.
Fucking blur it.
Before the watershed, you're not showing it.
What time is it?
8 o'clock or something.
What's he doing, Dodd? What's he doing?
No, it's late.
Why has he got a blood finger?
Midnight.
Sporting no late half 11 at night.
Couldn't believe they blood his finger at me. Who'd have got offended at a finger?
Fuck's he did.
Fucking hell, that's terrible, isn't it?
Incredible, man.
Came from Sunderland, that's got you.
He's a man to man, don't it?
That is a legend.
I like
you. You need that character. He's always raging after a game as well, isn't it?
Aye.
He's always like, not in the game. 4-1, Davey. Man, isn't it? Who's the maddest manager you've seen on the touchline?
Oof. Lenny.
Stevie Robinson's up there. Right up there.
Stevie Robinson? Well, when you play against?
Stevie Robinson, definitely.
I noticed that in the Celtic game yesterday, mate. Constantly on, boys.
Aye. I remember when he was a Motherwell manager, they had a boy in the middle of the pitch, foreign boy. I think I told this. And the full game, all I heard was him shouting this boy's name, and it was like, no, like that Alan Partridge fucking...
Dan!
That's what he was doing. I was like, fucking shut up. Like, this guy must have been fuming, man. It was playing, but he's definitely right up there.
Is he?
But see, Moga, so see, at Middlesbrough and I used to play left back. Moga used to shout and tell you what pass to play.
No, it used to
fucking drive me mad because it was like, see if it's a pass, for example, I'm no fucking Ronaldo, see if it's a pass I've no seen. Like it's a fucking reverse into mid, I pitch or something, I'm looking at my winger, and he's shouting, get to fucking centre mid. You're playing a pass that you've no seen, do you know what I mean?
And then you're going to get away.
That split second he's made you change your mind.
Neil Warnock was nuts in the touchline.
We're in fucking London. You see that one? Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? It's his fucking fault. It's fucking his fault. What was his name? Who was that? Muscat.
Right. See, in terms of managers, there's a manager that's taken two games in the last 3 weeks and been scudded 4-1 twice.
I've done
the Spoker?
No, I've took the, so the last two.
Oh, the bounce game?
Two bounce games.
Aye. Two bounce games in a week.
It's happened, Paul.
Tuesday, we've done two bounce games and I get beat 4-1 twice.
I was at one of them, watched one of them.
We're bad.
His team
did get battered. The one I watched.
Do you get to pick your team or are you given
a... I just mixed that.
Matty McDonald actually picked the team. Have a mixed that.
See, when we pick teams, I ask the kids like a question, I ask them what they're studying at school. So like the last week was fractions and then the one was geography. I says, right, we'll ask you some geography questions. Whoever gets the two questions right becomes the captain. Name a country begins with B. Somebody shouted out, Benmark. Fucking Benmark. I says, right, you're the captain.
That's incredible. Here's one. What's the capital of Denmark?
Oslo.
Oslo's not. I tell you what I will say about you for that bounce game. You were brilliant with the younger boys. Very good.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell that to the chairman when he's asking you why you're getting beat 4-1.
So you try to get them in the boxer.
Bring the young boys up.
No. What about, anyway, somebody told me Robin Nielsen's.
He's a bit tasty, Robin Nielsen.
Tasty on the touchline.
I like a piece of him.
I think he's the fourth official.
I like a piece of him.
Yeah, as he likes having like the fourth officials must fucking hate.
Oh, mate, imagine being the fourth official.
I feel sorry for the fourth officials. They've done fuck.
I don't know what they meant to do. It's the guy on the pitch doing it. The fourth official gets absolutely slaughtered, man. What about playing against any managers that you always remember? Anyone you?
Lenny.
Lenny was...
Lenny?
Off.
He was terrifying.
It was one of them you were terrified to go on because you're thinking, what will he be saying about me when you're on there? Do you know what I mean?
Aye. But he was on everybody. He was on the other team as well with Ref.
Can't I think of fucking others, man.
You were scared to laugh on the bench when Lenny was the manager. In case he turned around and caught you, weren't he?
Love computer tart, didn't he?
Aye, you tart.
Fucking
get
tart.
Get on, Lenny, you tart. That's a long comment, but
what a guy.
Can you hit him? Immediately.
Martin Allen, no.
Martin Allen's the best, mate.
Nah, so he's up there.
Shouted telling John Spicer.
Do you think people date for show managers? Do you think they put it on for the punters?
Well, do you know what I didn't like?
I don't like that.
Did you see Klopp fucking raging at the Liverpool fan that came onto the pitch to celebrate with the players?
No, I like that with Klopp. I hate
when fans
do that.
You can't shout at fans like that, though, no?
No, I don't like that when you do that, because that can fuck you up with him doing that. I like that with Klopp. You've got an agenda against Klopp.
I didn't like her. I told you about the one Martin Allen, his player was running through 1-on-1. I told you, innit? I was on the bench.
He's playing that way?
No, I was on the pitch for that one. Spy said, we are fucking playing that way. But I think I got dragged after that. I was either a different game at Swindon. His strikers broke through, mate. So it's like him and the goal was like 20 yards. And he turns and he looks at our bench and goes, he's going to fucking miss. I know him. He's shit. He's going to fucking miss. Striker puts it by the post. You'd think he'd go fucking mad. He looked at us and he went, why did I fucking tell him? But he's done that. Keith Hill done that at Rochdale as well once with his striker running through. What a hero. Matt Reynolds.
Fucking
bad news. Do it for the rest of the season.
Bad news.
Bad news for him.
Kind of some tubs of season up, innit?
Aye.
Because
the start of the season was hard to beat. Your real opinion has because there's so many players out. And then you say wait till they come back, and then they did come back, and then you
still
have
gave your opinion on Hearts, who had the same amount.
Aye, there you go, Shite.
No, I didn't. I'm sure you'd be listening back. No, I'm sure you listen. I would have mentioned that as well. But they have now come back, and you have seen the improvements. And then him now to the rest, because I think he's probably one of the best players still in the game.
See, look at Hibs' bench at the weekend. Strong, mate, strong at the weekend,
very strong.
Even though they said,
are they still playing?
Hearts will be worried.
Ewan Henderson looked good.
Are there any of the young boys on the bench? You know how they played a few of the young boys that midweek? Are any of the young boys?
Laidlaw, O'Connor.
Connor Young, it's Gary Connor's
brother. Ryerson.
Aye,
back. He's back.
John Collins,
mate. I don't know if any of them were on
the pitch, wasn't
he? Took a set up session on the side of the pitch.
When's the next Hibs Hearts game? It must be soon then, is it?
Aye, there's one before the split. Aye,
could that be the one?
I think it is April. Maybe
the third spot beside
him. Fair play to boys like you and Antoine, because McGeady probably was their best player, but he stepped up since he's.
He gives you a lot of him, a hell of a lot.
Nisbet's back in. He came on Saturday, didn't he?
I seen him on the bench. He came on.
The big boy from where's he came for? And the other big striker,
Schalke.
Kulish. He's back. He looks like a player as well.
He done well before he was injured.
Before he was injured, he's a big physical
who's
presence.
Who's back four?
Fish.
Aye, Fish, Cabraya.
Fish, Kebab.
Hanlon.
Cadden. Cadden scored.
Because that was the same worry when Porteous went, wasn't it? And I think Big Rocky suspended or injured. It seems like they've dealt with that really well.
Well, I'm not saying it's because Porteous has left and Bashiri's out, but their defensive record's been the far biggest better. Reason why they're doing so well. Because they kept like clean sheet Aberdeen, clean sheet Kelly. They've kept like quite a few clean sheets in this run they've been on. So
I'm pretty sure when Paul Hannan was in with Bashiri and Porteous, I think he was getting a bit of stick, but that's all muted down there. So yeah. They must be performing quite well, which is good to see because Hibs obviously are a good side. They've got good players. We've always said that, but it's getting a run of results together. But now it's showing 5 points behind fourth. Third, sorry, 5 points behind third and fourth.
Can you see a shot there, Kev? Have a few Rangers?
Aye.
Can you?
Can I?
Think Rangers are one.
I think Rangers might nick it by one.
No, we need to mention as well, I think Porteous is flying down there.
Just good on
another Scottish boy.
Good
on him. Seen him being a couple of team of the weeks.
Mate, good fan. Talking about boys that are flying, Josh Doig at Verona is flying. Lewis Ferguson's been linked with all sorts of cards. Bologna beat, who was it? AC Milan they beat last week?
And I'm going to tell you the next one. Boy, Max Johnson at Millenham.
Ah, you're just saying that because he was linked to Union Berlin in the paper.
Good player. Good player, mate.
Is he, aye?
I would
recommend
it. See, another one that's it's proper went under the radar since he's been away. Liam Henderson's done very well since he went to Serie A.
What's he
played a lot of games. Aye, he's played a lot of games.
I've seen him at the weekend.
He's still at Hibs.
He's at Hibs, mate.
No, he's played really well, but I mean, he played in Saturday.
He scored a double.
What other game did you see him play well?
The one before they played.
Who
they playing? I can't give you a place. He drove into the pivots and that. He was great.
pivots. He drove into the pivots. He bounced back again.
Do you know who I love, by the way? Every time I see him, the wee boy Dander at Ross County.
Nah, he's a good player.
Where did he get him from?
Swansea.
Oh, how did he manage that?
I think he'd actually played quite a few games at Swansea as well before he came, but
he's really good.
Oil money, mate.
I think he'll be on a few quid there, mate.
Fairly getting the types of players up to Ross County, yeah.
Do you know who I felt?
Ross County have made, that's one thing about Malcolm Mackay, he's made some very good signings since he's been to Ross County.
Rangers
have the bill.
Rangers.
I'm going for a 1-1 draw.
I'm going 2-1.
Who to?
Rangers.
Rangers. Paul?
Rangers.
Comfortable?
Aye, I think it will be. 2-3 now.
Right.
Look at your tatted jokes, man.
By the way, do you know who I felt really bad for at the weekend? Jim Goodwin.
I see people throwing coins at him. What are you thinking?
Somebody said there was a pie get fucked off, man.
Didn't it?
A pie?
Macaroni, man.
Wouldn't have chucked a fucking pie at me. I'd have been sitting like that.
See if that guy ever was anywhere near Jim Goodwin, he fucking shit himself, do you know what I mean?
I know.
There's no need for that at all.
Why would you want to go to a football game and do that?
Plus, he's no like. He didn't do a great job, but he never
got relegated.
He didn't disrespect anyone. He never he done his best when it
was there. Somebody says it was Craig Brown that flung the pie. Jim Lane,
I'll tell you what. Listen, they get beat, so it doesn't matter. But Dundee United were very good the first half. Stephen Fletcher could have had a hat trick, probably, couldn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Fletcher has been incredible, but there've been chances where I would think Fletcher scores that.
But again,
the one that he absolutely laced that was going bottom corner. I can't remember
that's
it was
last corner. It's
a good
one. And then we talk about it. I mean, there's only so much a manager can do. The boy Edwards has got complete control of the ball, and I don't. God knows what he does. And then you think that's bad enough. You think I'll make it up. I'll do it again for Virgil. Fuck me.
It's an incredible finish, though, isn't it? Fair play, man.
I ain't chucking anybody in the bus, but that Edwards, fuck me, man.
But it just shows you, Edwards has been a good player for United. There's a reason why he's made captain. It just shows you when your confidence is gone.
Charlie last week, Big Edwards this week. The two of them's had a tough week. Hopefully they'll scratch their heads together and
scratch their heads together?
They'll be better next week. They'll be better next week. Fucking hell. If in doubt,
I agree. I think the problems that they've been facing last week, Charlie kicked out of the boys' face. Remember, the keeper came out and no choice slammed it. But I think at that time, it's not. I'm not saying just kick it, but I think at that point, don't be fucking about me.
Mate, see the best.
About. Get your team back.
See what my beer license, right? So there's all I'm going to say is it was an ex Aberdeen player, right? That was on my beer license, and you're talking about just fucking getting rid of it. So we're doing defending the final third, right? Coaching course. So you're supposed to come in and give some coaching tips or something like that. The team he's working on that's defending's conceded a goal. He stepped in and went,
just get fucking rid of it. Or a B license.
Did he get pulled up for it?
No. I'd imagine maybe on the side, but honestly, it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Do you know the worst is when it's somebody asks you, when you see a point about coaching to somebody and they ask you on it and you don't know the answer to it? And that's the worst you've ever been in that.
But they test you.
Are you talking about your players when they ask you?
No. It's merely the young boys, but you say something, sometimes you get a mind blank. You've not got a fucking answer for it.
Last year, that Steens in the five says, okay, do you have a beer? Says, I need one. Says, it's the first time we've come across anybody at this level playing like two at the back and two up front. I hadn't deliberately meant to do that. I just went, aye, I just, I like two at the back, I says, because it keeps everything tight. I says, and just bring everybody in and just catches on the break. Aye, that's interesting, that. She says, because everybody just plays the diamond at fives.
And that's what you're playing.
We were playing that just lately.
But by the way, what a finish for Duke.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Very good.
What's the game? I can't remember the goal.
What?
Back heel. Oh, fuck, aye, it was outstanding.
He's been brilliant, hasn't he?
Aye. He's good, that wee guy.
For Aberdeen, he's been really good.
Very good.
Barry Robson's done a decent job.
By the way, you didn't get that job.
Listen, I've
said
it. In
the long term, I mean.
If he continues in the kind of form they're on, because the games they've lost, apart from the first one with the sending off, they've done all right, by the way. I think he's done well bringing in the guy.
That's what I was going to say to you. So for me, Aberdeen's recruitment's not been great, but the two centre backs that they've signed have made a massive difference. Would you think that'd be a Barry Robson?
I'd be surprised because it was on deadline day and Barry Robson got the interim job that day.
That day,
surely that was in the pipeline.
But I think also the boy Agnew. The English came in, I think he knows that.
Usually when, say, in the experience that I've seen in Scottish football, or any football, when somebody gets sacked and they promote somebody up, you usually just stuck with the staff that you're given. But the fact that he got promoted up and was able to bring in Steve Agnew, that would tell you a lot.
Yeah.
He can still get fired.
Aye, definitely. Well, see, when you actually look at it, they probably got the most favourable run.
In
terms of like that.
We'll need to blur that out. Sorry, Mick. Is that you done that?
Aye, sorry.
We'll need to blur that out.
Blur that out.
Aye, they've got I think they've got. How many games to the Spurs? Is it six? Six. I think four of them at home. I think five of the six games are bottom six that are in the bottom six now, so
that's why the other end of the table, that's why I worry a bit for Kilmarnock, because they'll run to the splits.
Is it bad?
Aye.
But can you see Dundee United winning a game?
Well,
when was the last time they won?
It was the week before. The week before they played Hearts. They beat
and you just hope Goodwin's confidence, isn't it?
I've said it 100 times and I've been rang every time, but I still don't think Dundee United will win.
Dying on it.
I think it's going to be hard for them now.
Do you reckon Jim Goodman could get sacked before the season's out and get another fucking Premier League job?
Dundee United look to me like they've got players who are regularly making mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I think I will die on the hill for now at the end at Dundee United still.
Ross County were good.
Wow. Ross County were good against
Up to the red card.
Really good. Again, even that's not a red card.
No, kills again.
Ross County's on Van Veen. It's definitely a foul, of course. I don't know if it's a red card.
That just changed that game completely.
And what did you make of the penalty situation on that one? The one that Ross County got given and then
overturned. It definitely pulled him to the floor. Whether it was because Lacaviti pulled him first that it's got overturned, I'm not so sure. But dragged him to the deck. I don't think it's a clear and obvious error. So the fact that they've overturned it needs to be a clear and obvious error.
He was pulling first. That's the reason why, wasn't it? Aye. He was pulling first, but. Nah, Van Veen, he started scoring a few goals, which will help Motherwell. What's that? That's then up to, what's it got, eight? No, is that three? No, six? Two wins and a draw. I'm trying to calculate the maths.
Three wins and a draw.
So, 10 points, 30 points, 6 points ahead of the United. Or Motherwell, say.
You're brilliant, honestly, you're brilliant. The legend.
You're Danny Zuko, isn't he?
Danny fucking Zuko.
When he goes on ice, see when he goes to go in leather jacket to like the wee varsity. Remember when Danny Zuko goes to be the nice guy? That is. Wins a wee bit like Olivia Newton John as well. That could be the theme of the night.
Aye.
No. Batman kept under the covers, innit? The night. Nay, Batman.
You look like Danny Zuko after 2 weeks on Wild Time. I keep asking you to bring me a cannon, you'd never bring it in.
I quite enjoyed it.
It's great to see all these people that are buying on Instagram and that, isn't it?
No. Flooded my page.
Great to see you flooded.
I bought a box.
Wow. Did you, mate?
Sums him up.
Generally, I'll send you a picture later because I meant to send a picture after I bought it.
What a man.
We just took an ocean to buy it.
I genuinely think it's nice, mate.
So you just sit in the house with a can of wild thing and...
But I don't sit with a can of wild. See if I'm going to like Twitch train or something, I'll take a wee wild.
I want your missus to do a wee post tonight on Insta with you and her sitting with a...
Code Andy for 15%
of wild. See if his missus put it up and sell it.
Hey, she thinks he's Andy.
That's what you need to get that.
Hey, there's maybe something you can do for her in return, hey?
Hey. How much she's willing to do for this?
She's willing about the real wild thing, eh?
Nah, don't. Nah, shit. Don't deal with that.
What on to Ross County, Kelly? So you, I think you, I know you're not going to say it, but I think you and Kelly will go down. What are you?
You think Kelly will go down?
I think that's what you think. But I think Dundee United.
I don't like to say Kelly, and I said it last week, but I still think that I'm worried for them. I know you're saying home form, I get that, but I don't know.
I just struggle to see how Dundee United are going to pick up wins. Am I?
It always gets to that point. It's when the split happens. That's when it's like, what Dundee United need to do is, they've got this big game Wednesday night against, is it Livy?
Well, it's obviously not that big a game we don't
know. I think it's Livy. It's their game in hand.
Right. Oh, so that's why it's a big game, right? Okay.
Aye, it's their game in hand. So
good time to play Livy as well, Kev. Nah.
I'm thinking that. I'm hoping it's Livy.
I need to check that. Can somebody please check?
Can the monitor board check that?
I'm just going to check. I think it's fucking...
Is it Livy? Yes, Kev. Yes, Kev.
Hey. So I think, obviously, Livy on the ropes. And D United, could they get 3 points? And that 3 points could be...
Something to have.
Mm-hmm. Something to build on for Jim.
Right, Duke's goal season?
No.
I
think so.
We didn't see that. How often do you see that?
But it's no goal in a season.
What would you rather, a long range?
Or a team goal or something?
Team goal. Pass. Cut somebody open. Fucking somebody's coming in. Fall, bang. Bosh. Fucking
hell. Kyogo's like, bang. Bosh. Who's?
Kyogo's, man. 2 years out.
What are they, 6 yard tap?
6 yard tap.
That's us.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Nah, we need to cover it.
Hearts can score a fucking unbelievable team goal. No, so long ago.
St Johnson
got about 15 passes or something, 18 passes.
Who played the final one?
You.
Did you, mate? Did you finish
that? It's a simple pass.
But oh, I remember.
Humpsies has got to be up there for goals.
Oh, Humpsies. That wins it, mate.
Weak foot.
Aye.
See, that feeling, that wins it.
I think we've got to talk a wee bit more about Man United and Liverpool. And what I will say is, right.
Well, that's just good.
Carragher and Gary Neville are the best thing that's ever happened to Sky Sports.
No, ever happened to football, I think.
The two of them are brilliant,
aren't they? Fucking amazing to listen to. Gary Neville's brilliant.
He was caring keen in the motor.
He was a mute at the end.
I didn't really say much, did he?
Embarrassing. See, if I was on Sky, and say it was Celtic, he's the next Man U player, next Celtic player, mate, I'd be harmless Celtic players. Mate, annihilating them.
Why? For winning? Alright, if that was them.
No, that happened yesterday, I'm saying.
You've got Gene and fucking...
He's a captain. Sorry, Bruno Fernandes is the captain. He should have been...
I know.
He did give him a bit of didn't he?
Aye, did a wee bit, aye. No way.
That's what you think is getting a bit then. It's not what I say is getting a bit.
Do you like to get
who do you generally think is a better pundit? Carragher, Neville? Carragher's a better pundit, isn't he?
Aye.
But Neville, I think Neville's brilliant at like everything, like talk about things outside football.
Yeah, money and finance. No, but I like Carragher's how he
Carragher's
sees
football knowledge.
On Gary Neville's, like, he was totally convinced that Man U were going to be.
He said Liverpool were really good yesterday.
He was totally convinced that.
First half, I only seen the first half. Other people, I thought Liverpool.
Man U were good first half.
I think the boy Gakpo is going to come. I think he could be a.
That's where I think you've got to rebuild this team because you have Firmino's leaving, Mane left in the summer. You need to rebuild now. Gakpo's coming in, Nunes, so you let him rebuild.
What do they need?
I really don't want to see Man City get fucking Bellingham, and that is boring. That
he's meant to be at Liverpool, isn't he?
You'd rather that. Because Man U, Man City, man.
Although Newcastle could have...
Man City will win the league this year. There you go, I think they'll win the league.
Who?
I think Man City will win the league this year.
I'm sick of Arsenal doing that, mate. 98 minutes. They're just playing for them to score.
What?
It's embarrassing. That 98 minutes, the game's done. It's 2 years of through.
5 minutes added on.
98 minutes.
5 points is nothing in the Premier.
Nah.
And Arsenal still to go Man City and Liverpool away.
Yes.
What about his Bournemouth goal for a kickoff? Brilliant,
mate. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Very good. Never seen that before. Mm. I've never seen somebody pass out wine before and run the ride. No, generally, like, it was class.
What I
was
enjoyed it?
9 seconds?
Nine seconds.
Have you done it in 9 seconds before?
Aye. That's a no bad you, that one.
Quiz question before we go. Capital of Finland.
Helsinki.
Well done, Paul.
You're too quick at things like that, mate.
Very knowledgeable.
So, please. Capital of Colombia.
Bogota.
Well done, Andy.
I didn't know that, so no, well done.
What's happened to the podcast, mate? Were they put all the capitals?
No, that's good.
No, we need to sort me and Kev against you, two headed tennis.
Aye, after your, after what's obviously.
I would rather go. Can I say, how can you organise a kid tennis game after a 3 day bender, mate?
Aye, true, aye.
Against the most enthusiastic man in the world.
Aye.
Honestly, mate.
Who should they go to Canville?
Was it was it a bad performance or was it?
I was playing my mannequin.
You're struggling.
I can't play with
him. No, he was actually better than me.
Can't play with him.
Fucking brutal, man.
Me and you's undefeated, though, Paul.
He was getting on his point.
Me and you's undefeated.
Me and Kev's undefeated.
We've not lost.
No, hey, well, I was part of the team that beat Griffiths and Mikey Johnson. Who was my partner then?
No, you. Well, we lost to Boydie with it.
So me and you against
two? Us two against you two. That's a non-contest.
I'll guarantee you
it'll be 10-5 at least. You'll
no chance.
Will be within it.
Even he said no chance.
No chance.
Aye,
100%. Comfortably.
No, it's me and Andy against
you two. What,
you
two against
me? You've just said these. When we did it, can we pick a venue?
Whatever you want.
Where do you want to put you want in a fucking ash picture?
Don't date Hamden, I'll give
you a day. You'd be somewhere else. Boca Dome.
No, he wants it in his dad's living room, didn't you?
Boca Dome.
Sticky flares.
Can't move your feet.
We're dating Argyle Street up Finnish.
See your trousers then.
Boys, well
no chance. Movies of the week. What's your favourite movie you watched in the week?
I went and watched Ant-Man.
What?
Went and watched Ant-Man.
Good?
Decent. Alright.
Any films you've watched recently? Update?
It's one of the good TV shows. Somebody, because I'm.
Yellowstone's brilliant.
I know it's too slow for me, then.
Did I tell you Ant-Man? Me and the journalist, we went to hang the other day by dinner with a journalist, and I was so awkward talking to this journalist, and I started asking about Yellowstone.
Our pick manager, man, he went for a shite for 30 minutes.
Mate,
me didn't need to speak.
Did you just get a nomination for manager, man?
No, they take our opinion on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.